For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. Lawmakers pass a private member's motion dealing with the retirement age of civil servants. Tabling the motion in the House, Bodentown West MLA Chris Saunders asked government to consider increasing the retirement age from 65 to 70 before December 31st, 2021. He cited human resources reports showing that in 2018, 62% of civil servants were over the age of 40.
We do have sufficient time in which, if we start looking at it from now, that we can start tackling this issue to make sure that we don't have a potential brain drain on the civil service within the next 20 years or so, when a lot of people are coming up to the normal retirement age.
Deputy Governor the Honorable Franz Manderson reminded lawmakers that in 2016, the retirement age was raised from 60 to 65, with provisions that allow the retention of some staffers over the age of 65.
I thank the members who moved this motion, and I thank all members of this Honorable House who previously voted in support of the proposal to raise the retirement age to age 65. With your support, the civil service is making steady progress, but we do not want to put this progress in jeopardy by making additional changes without pursuing the same thoughtful process employed previously, a process that takes into account the need for all our employees, as well as the public, we are privileged to serve.
The motion was passed. Plans to set up a new retirement center for the Eastern Districts have been pushed until after the election.
The Eastern Sunrise Cottage was closed on the 29th of May last year. The closure of this residential home for older persons was unavoidable based on the findings and recommendations of the Cayman Islands Fire Service during their inspection.
Answering a parliamentary question in Legislative Assembly, Premier the Honourable Alden McLaughlin told lawmakers the fire service found the cottage was not in line with the fire code, and the residents were moved to the Golden Age Home in West Bay for their safety. Mr. McLaughlin says there is a need for a retirement home to service the Eastern Districts, and government can either purchase another facility or build one.
When we were considering the preparation of the current budget that we have, and one of the decisions that had to be taken to get the budget to comply was what capital projects would or would not go forward during the currency of this budget cycle. And because they had successfully transitioned the elderly people who were resident at the Sunrise Cottage to West Bay, this was not deemed to be a priority.
He added that because of the COVID-19 crisis, it is not likely the issue will be addressed before the 2021 election. Shortly before 9:30 p.m. yesterday, July 9th, officers responded to a report of a robbery at a business premises on Mary Street in Georgetown. Two men entered the store brandishing a handgun and demanded cash. The men then took a quantity of cash from the register and fled on foot. No one was injured during the incident. One of the suspects is described as being about 5 feet 8 inches tall, of medium build, and was dressed in a dark-colored hoodie, mask, and gloves. The other suspect is described as being about 5 feet 10 inches tall, of medium build, and was also dressed in a dark-colored hoodie, mask, and gloves. The matter is currently under investigation, and anyone with any information or who saw anything suspicious in the area last night is asked to contact 949-4222. Anonymous tips can be provided directly to the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service via their confidential tip line at 949-7777 or via their website. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins with Radio Cayman, signing out.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has signed a decree to turn one of the country's most important buildings, Hagia Sophia in Istanbul, back into a mosque. He acted soon after a court in the city ruled that it should never have been converted into a museum in the 1930s. Critics say the move is another challenge by the Islamist government to Turkey's secular status. The Netherlands has announced it's taking Russia to the European Court of Human Rights for what it described as Russia's role in the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over Ukraine 6 years ago. The Dutch foreign minister said he wanted to achieve justice for the 298 victims on board the airline. BBC News.